Welcome to day 199 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita Langland, your host from Hidden with Christ Ministries. Today I'm broadcasting to you from one of my favorite nations in East Africa, the beautiful country of Tanzania. Today we will be reading from the book of Isaiah, chapters 23 through 27. And as we have been hearing, Isaiah the prophet has been prophesying against nations who are dishonoring or disobedient to God, and he is speaking of the judgments that will befall them. We'll hear those sorts of declarations in the first two chapters we read, 23 and 24, and then in chapter 25 and 26, we find two beautiful songs of praise, one for God's favor and the other regarding the trusting in God's protection. And those have some absolutely beautiful and encouraging verses in them, and I know you'll enjoy listening to those poetic words written by the prophet Isaiah. And then we end with the very last chapter, which is Isaiah chapter 27, and it's a prophetic word of encouragement to the nation of Israel that God will deliver Israel and restore it, and that will become a beautiful and blossoming place that will send fruit all around the earth. An interesting prophetic word that has come to pass, and we see evidence of it today, and we'll talk more about that later. But beginning at Isaiah chapter 23 and starting with verse 1. Wail, O ships of Tarshish, for Tyre is destroyed. Without house or harbor, it is reported to them from the land of Cyprus. Be silent, you inhabitants of the coastland, you merchants of Sidon. Your messengers crossed the sea and were on many waters. The grain of the Nile, the harvest of the river, was her revenue, and she was the market of nations. Be ashamed, O Sidon, for the sea speaks, the stronghold of the sea, saying, I have neither travailed nor given birth. I have neither brought up young men nor reared virgins. When the report reaches Egypt, they will be in anguish at the report of Tyre. Pass over to Tarshish. Wail, O inhabitants of the coastland. Is this your jubilant city, whose origin is from antiquity, whose feet used to carry her to colonize distant places? Who has planned this against Tyre, the bestower of crowns, whose merchants were princes, whose traders were the honored of the earth? The Lord of hosts has planned it, to defile the pride of all beauty, to despise all the honored of the earth. Overflow your land like the Nile, O daughter of Tarshish. There is no more restraint. He has stretched his hand out over the sea. He has made the kingdoms tremble. The Lord has given a command concerning Canaan to demolish its strongholds. He has said, you shall exult no more, O crushed virgin daughter of Sidon. Arise, pass over to Cyprus. Even there you will find no rest. Behold the land of the Chaldeans. This is the people which was not. Assyria appointed it for desert creatures. They erected their siege towers. They stripped its palaces. They made it a ruin. Wail, O ships of Tarshish, for your stronghold is destroyed. Now in that day, Tyre will be forgotten for 70 years, like the days of one king. At the end of 70 years, it will happen to Tyre as in the song of the harlot. Take your harp, walk about the city, O forgotten harlot. Pluck the strings skillfully, sing many songs that you may be remembered. It will come about at the end of 70 years that the Lord will visit Tyre. Then she will go back to her harlot's wages and will play the harlot with all the kingdoms on the face of the earth. Her gain and her harlot's wages will be set apart to the Lord. It will not be stored up or hoarded, but her gain will become sufficient food and choice attire for those who dwell in the presence of the Lord. Chapter 24. Behold, the Lord lays the earth waste, devastates it. distorts its surface and scatters its inhabitants. And the people will be like the priest, the servant like his master, the maid like her mistress, the buyer like the seller, the lender like the borrower, the creditor like the debtor. The earth will be completely laid waste and completely despoiled, for the Lord has spoken this word. The earth mourns and withers, the world fades and withers, the exalted of the people of the earth fade away. The earth is also polluted by its inhabitants, for they transgressed laws, violated statutes, broke the everlasting covenant. Therefore, a curse devours the earth, and those who live in it are held guilty. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men are left. The new wine mourns, the vine decays, all the merry-hearted sigh. The gaiety of tambourines ceases, the noise of revelers stops. The gaiety of the harp ceases, they do not drink wine with song. Strong drink is bitter to those who drink it. The city of chaos is broken down. Every house is shut up so that none may enter. There is an outcry in the streets concerning the wine. All joy turns to gloom. The gaiety of the earth is banished. Desolation is left in the city, and the gate is battered to ruins. For thus it will be in the midst of the earth among the peoples, as the shaking of an olive tree, as the gleanings when the grape harvest is over. They raise their voices, they shout for joy, they cry out from the west concerning the majesty of the Lord. Therefore glorify the Lord in the east, the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, in the coastlands of the sea. From the ends of the earth we hear songs, glory to the righteous one. But I say, woe to me, woe to me, alas for me. The treacherous deal treacherously, and the treacherous deal very treacherously. Terror and pit and snare confront you, O inhabitant of the earth. Then it will be that he who flees the report of disaster will fall into the pit, and he who climbs out of the pit will be caught in the snare. For the windows above are opened, and the foundations of the earth shake. The earth is broken asunder. The earth is split through. The earth is shaken violently. The earth reels to and fro like a drunkard, and it totters like a shack, for its transgression is heavy upon it, and it will fall, never to rise again. So it will happen in that day that the Lord will punish the host of heaven on high, and the kings of the earth on earth. They will be gathered together like prisoners in the dungeon, and will be confined in prison, and after many days they will be punished. Then the moon will be abashed and the sun ashamed, for the Lord of hosts will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and his glory will be before his elders. Chapter 25. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will give thanks to your name, for you have worked wonders. Plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. For you have made a city into a heap and a fortified city into a ruin. A palace of strangers is a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, strong people will glorify you. Cities of ruthless nations will revere you, for you have been a defense for the helpless, a defense for the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat. For the breath of the ruthless is like a rainstorm against a wall. Like heat and drought, you subdue the uproar of aliens. Like heat by the shadow of a cloud, the song of the ruthless is silenced. The Lord of hosts will prepare a lavish banquet for all peoples on this mountain, a banquet of aged wine, choice pieces with marrow and refined aged wine. And on this mountain he will swallow up the covering which is over all peoples, even the veil which is stretched over all nations. He will swallow up death for all time. And the Lord will wipe tears away from all faces, and he will remove the reproach of his people from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken, and it will be said in that day, Behold, this is our God, for whom we have waited, that he might save us. This is the Lord, for whom we have waited. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain, and Moab will be trodden down in his place, as straw is trodden down in the water of a manure pile, and he will spread out his hands in the middle of it, as a swimmer spreads out his hands to swim. But the Lord will lay low his pride together with the trickery of his hands. The unassailable fortifications of your walls he will bring down, lay low, and cast to the ground, even to the dust. Chapter 26. In that day this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. He sets up walls and ramparts for security. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the one that remains faithful. The steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in God the Lord we have an everlasting rock. For he has brought low those who dwell on high, the unassailable city. He lays it low. He lays it low to the ground. He casts it to the dust. The foot will trample it, the feet of the afflicted, the steps of the helpless. The way of the righteous is smooth. O upright one, make the path of the righteous level. Indeed, while following the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you eagerly. Your name, even your memory, is the desire of our souls. At night, my soul longs for you. Indeed, my spirit within me seeks you diligently. For when the earth experiences your judgments, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. Though the wicked is shown favor, he does not learn righteousness. He deals unjustly in the land of uprightness, and does not perceive the majesty of the Lord. O Lord, your hand is lifted up, yet they do not see it. They see your zeal for the people and are put to shame. Indeed, fire will devour your enemies. Lord, you will establish peace for us, since you have also performed for us all our works. O Lord our God, other masters besides you have ruled us, but through you alone we confess your name. The dead will not live, the departed spirits will not rise. Therefore you have punished and destroyed them, and you have wiped out all remembrance of them. You have increased the nation, O Lord. You have increased the nation. You are glorified. You have extended all the borders of the land. O Lord, they sought you in distress. They could only whisper a prayer. Your chastening was upon them. As the pregnant woman approaches the time to give birth, she writhes and cries out in her labor pains. Thus were we before you, O Lord. We were pregnant. We writhed in labor. We gave birth, as it seems, only to the wind. We could not accomplish deliverance for the earth, nor were inhabitants of the world born. Your dead will live, their corpses will rise. You who lie in the dust, awake and shout for joy, for your dew is as the dew of the dawn. And the earth will give birth to the departed spirits. Come, my people, enter into your rooms and close your doors behind you. Hide for a little while until indignation runs its course. For behold, The Lord is about to come out from his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. And the earth will reveal her bloodshed and will no longer cover her slain. Chapter 27. In that day the Lord will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, with his fierce and great and mighty sword, even Leviathan, the twisted serpent, and he will kill the dragon who lives in the sea. In that day, a vineyard of wine, sing of it. I, the Lord, am its keeper. I water it every moment, so that none will damage it. I guard it night and day. I have no wrath. Should someone give me briars and thorns in battle, then I would step on them. I would burn them completely. Or let him rely on my protection. Let him make peace with me. Let him make peace with me. In the days to come, Jacob will take root. Israel will blossom and sprout, and they will fill the whole world with fruit. Like the striking of him who has struck them, has he struck them? Or like the slaughter of his slain, have they been slain? You contended with them by banishing them, by driving them away. With his fierce wind he has expelled them on the day of the east wind. Therefore, through this, Jacob's iniquity will be forgiven, and this will be the full price of the pardoning of his sin. When he makes all the altar stones like pulverized chalk stones, when Asherim and incense altars will not stand, for the fortified city is isolated, a homestead forlorn and forsaken like the desert, there the calf will graze, and it will lie down and feed on its branches. When its limbs are dry, they are broken off. Women come and make a fire with them, for they are not a people of discernment. Therefore their Maker will not have compassion on them, and their Creator will not be gracious to them. In that day, the Lord will start his threshing from the flowing stream of the Euphrates to the brook of Egypt, and you will be gathered up one by one, O sons of Israel. It will come about also in that day that a great trumpet will be blown, and those who were perishing in the land of Assyria and who were scattered in the land of Egypt will come and worship the Lord in the holy mountain at Jerusalem. This is the end of today's scripture reading. As we read today's reading of Isaiah chapter 27, one particular verse stood out to me and I want to share it with you. It is this, verse 6. It says, "In the days to come, Jacob will take root, Israel will blossom and sprout, and they will fill the whole world with fruit." Now, this may seem to be an odd scripture to point out, but I want to talk to you today about the faithfulness of God. He is faithful to do what he has promised to do in his word. And this word found in Isaiah 27 verse 6 that talks about in the future, Israel would take root and blossom and sprout and eventually fill the whole world with fruit. Let me give you the reasons that I say this is a very significant verse. First of all, you have to understand that Isaiah was prophesying and preaching and warning the children of Israel and the surrounding nations during a time when Israel had come under great attack. They had been invaded by the Assyrians in the northern kingdom in the somewhere around 700 something BC before Christ, and then in the 500s the southern kingdom of Judah was invaded by Babylon. And in both invasions, the Israelites in those regions were carried away captive. They were taken into foreign countries and removed from the land of Israel. And this was a tragic season during Israel's history because They were receiving judgment for turning their backs on God, walking away from the Lord, starting to serve false gods and worship idols and all of that. And the judgment that they had been warned of for centuries by the prophets God had sent had been steadily ignored, and the result was that they were indeed carried away captive to the lands where those people worshiped those idols as well. And so this was a sad day because Israel was God's chosen people. God picked Israel. God blessed Israel, the descendants of Abraham. God said that they would be his special people, his unique treasure. And so many words of promise and blessing were spoken about Israel. And God promised that someone from the lineage of King David would always sit upon the throne. And as long as they followed the Lord, and as we know, Solomon, his son, drifted far from God during his reign, and then a succession of kings also did the same. And so the end result was Israel, the northern part of it, and then later the southern part, was carried away captive into the lands where those idols that they had become so fond of were worshipped. Yet, with all of that, Isaiah the prophet had words of encouragement, comfort, and hope that he was speaking. He said, "One day, in the days to come," it says here in verse 6, "Jacob will take root," meaning it will go back to that land and begin to take root in the land of Israel once again. "And then it will blossom and it will sprout, and then they will fill the whole world with fruit." Well, we know from the history of the nation of Israel that the Israelites, through a succession of invasions, captivities, wars, were eventually scattered, the Israelites themselves scattered throughout the nations of the earth. Though somehow, by the grace of God, the Jews, or the Israelites, managed to retain their identity as a people group, even though they had been dispersed into so many nations, so many foreign countries with foreign languages, and yet they managed to hold tightly to the identity as the people of Israeli descent, or descendants of Abraham, the Jews as they're called, which is actually taken from the word Judah. And that reality was for centuries. The Jewish people had no homeland for many centuries. And then the miracle of miracles that occurred in 1948, when Israel overnight became a nation. And there's a prophetic word about it. Can a nation be born in a day? And yes, the answer is yes, if God's behind it. And people of Jewish descent from all over the world began to make aliyah, which is pilgrimage, or actually return to Israel to live. And when they did that, Israel began to take root again. And then it began to blossom and to sprout. And then the promise made here in verse 6 of Isaiah 27, that Israel will blossom and sprout and they will fill the whole world with fruit, began to come to pass. You have to understand that geographically, Israel is a very arid nation. More than half of the landmass of Israel is desert, and only 20% of the land is what is considered arable or farmable land. And yet, the very thing promised and prophesied by the prophet Isaiah, that Israel would end up becoming a nation that sends fruit all over the world, has come to pass since the time that Israel became a nation in 1948. What has happened is the desert has blossomed like a rose. The Israelites who are living there and have been living there since 1948 have invested tremendously in developing agriculture, irrigating this land that shouldn't be producing any kind of produce. And yet now, today, in our time, Israel is one of the leading producers of the world of citrus fruit and leading exporters, specifically of oranges, grapefruits, and tangerines, and also many other types of fruits and tomatoes as well. And this amazing truth that's existent right now is a direct fulfillment of that prophetic word that they would send fruit all over the world. Who could have imagined? In the time of Isaiah, there was no way physically that could even take place. There was no means of transportation or refrigeration or ways that one could send fruit to the ends of the earth. And yet today, Israel is one of the leading exporters of fresh fruit. And that is an amazing thing. All types of fruit, including bananas, apples, cherries, plums, nectarines, grapes, strawberries, and so many others. And so it is truly a living example of the faithfulness of God and the truth of the Bible, that God's word always comes to pass. Whatever God promised, he is faithful to perform. And this is a perfect example of it. In chapter 25, in the very first verse, we heard this beautiful song of praise about the Lord, and I want to read it to you. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will give thanks to your name, for you have worked wonders, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. I want to say that to me, that verse speaks so beautifully of the character of our God. God brings to pass what he promised long ago, plans formed long ago, a plan for Israel to return to the land of Israel, for its nation to be reborn again, for it to begin to cause the desert to blossom, and then literally be so fruitful it sends fruit around the world. It's a picture, really, of what God has said, and it came to pass, and it is existing at this very time. So God's word always produces what it intended to produce. The Lord said, Israel will blossom, Israel will send fruit all over the earth. He said that in the time of Isaiah. That's more than 2,000 years ago. And yet today, in our time, we see the prophetic fulfillment of what God promised. You could say God's faithfulness. In this verse in Isaiah 25:1, perfect faithfulness. You have worked wonders, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. God keeps his promises. That is why it is so safe to trust in the Lord. In fact, it is the only thing that makes sense in this world, because we live in a time where you can't trust in the natural things without being disappointed. If you trust in a bank, you may find out in a few years that bank fails and all your money is gone. You may trust in the government and then government changes and the promises they made don't come to pass and you lose benefits they promised and all of that. We cannot put our trust in man or in the inventions of man or in the promises of man. God is the only one who has perfect faithfulness. He's the only one who is able to keep his word. He is the only one worthy of our trust and our faith and our confidence. God wants you to be able to love people, but you should not depend on people to be your source or your supply, because human beings, as much as they may desire to, cannot be faithful at the level that God is faithful. And that is why it is vital for us as believers to know that we can put our trust and our hope and our confidence and have perfect peace, because God is perfect in his faithfulness. whatever difficulty you might be facing today, whatever challenge or hardship, understand that God's word is full of promises. Promises made to His people about His character and about how He desires to help and to bless and to protect and to provide for His people. So if you have a need today, look in the Word of God. Don't go looking for people to supply your need. Go to the Word of God. Find the promise that has been made that fits your situation, your problem. There are promises for healing. There are promises for God's provision. There are promises for God to give you wisdom. Any type of situation you're facing, you can find a promise that will cover it in the Word of God. And then I want to encourage you, take that promise, lay it before God. Say, Lord, you've made this promise, and you are perfect in your faithfulness to do what you have said. And then you can, with joy, say, thank you, Lord. I put my trust in your word, and I wait with confidence that you are my God. I will give thanks to your name, for you have worked wonders, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. God bless you and give you a victorious week.